Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Here on Sports Talks on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And on the line is the host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Brad Evans. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Make it legendary. Also, be sure to catch BetMGM Tonight live on weekdays, 7 to 11 Eastern, on the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hola, amigos. Thanks for having me back.
Bobby, you got a couple of them for him?
Yeah, Brad, you know, look, last year, I'm going to start with the college, this college game. Vanderbilt at Alabama. Is this a revenge game for Alabama? How can you ever say it's a revenge game considering Vanderbilt football? But look, Vanderbilt beat Alabama last year, and I don't know, that's a lot of points, 10.5 points, and I love the Vanderbilt quarterback. So what's your take on that, Vanderbilt plus 10.5 at Alabama?
Yeah, look, I think the revenge game scenario is very much in play here, guys. That has been Baltimore material all week long on the Alabama campus, and I think it's going to be more of the same. I think they're going to be able to exercise that vengeance and get their revenge. I'm going to lay the chalk here. I'm not at all scared of Captain Hook and the double-figure spread, the 10.5, being a road matchup. I mean, you just look at Alabama, far superior in a lot of advanced metrics compared to the Vanderbilt Commodores. And the most glaring one, the Football Power Index, has Alabama number 3 in the country. Vanderbilt, very respectable, number 14. You might say to yourself, wow, that's not worth 10.5 points. But Bama, just a more talented squad, more balanced squad, both ends of the field. I think they're going to come out and take care of business. Are they going to blow them out? No, I don't think so. But give me Alabama by exactly 2 touchdowns. I think they win by 14. And last I check, I'm no math major, but that's greater than 10.5.
Now, speaking of 10.5, Brad, looking at NFL, Detroit Lions with minus 10.5 at the Bengals. Boy, it just shows you how important Joe Burrow is to that Bengals team. I mean, that's a lot of points.
Yeah, the Bengals are broken, guys. I mean, you saw front and center on that god-awful Monday night doubleheader. You know, they got waxed by the Denver Broncos and showed minimal effort, really, from beginning to end. I mean, Jay Browning has regressed as a backup. He's already got the 5 INTs. Didn't throw one in the last game, so there's a silver lining there. But the offensive line's disheveled. They can't protect anybody. Chase Brown actually had a little bit of running room in that game entering the night. He was the only running back in the NFL with negative yards before contact. So it wasn't on him. It's just the cast were the friendly ghosts up front. Jamar Chase is not able to get going as a result. T. Higgins You know, he got plenty of targets, but a lot of errant throws. The Bengals defense is just downright atrocious. Detroit romps. I would be utterly shocked in the battle of the cats that they somehow fold, or even if it's a single digit affair. I think Detroit by 20 plus.
Well,
Brad, what about the Saints-Giants? That's a line that has changed. I know initially.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Giants were favorite. Now it's flipped now to the Saints. What's 1.5, 2, depending on where you bet. But your thoughts, Saints,
yeah,
Giants.
Yeah, Brad, and the Saints are finally favorite. Whoa.
Yeah, shocking, right? You better hold on to something. I think the earth shifted there. The tectonics underneath the ground are at work. But I will say this, guys. I think the Florida League gets their first victory of the year. I truly do believe that. The problem with the New York Giants is this. I know everybody's all a buzz right now in the Big Apple about Jackson Dart. He showed all right as a tosser in the last game. Obviously, doing his best Jalen Hurts impersonation with a 10 carries for 54 yards and a rushing TD. They're going to have to try to ball him up on some of those RPO plays. But that's the strength of New Orleans, actually in the trenches. So that 1-2 punch of Dart and Cam Scataboo, I think they can do a decent job of holding him in check. It's on the back end defensively. Dart's going to have to try to beat him with his arm. And I know he showed a lot of precision in the preseason, but that may not be able to carry over without your best wideout and Malik Nabers on the field. So I think this game's going to come down to a whole lot around the football with Alvin Kamara and also Kendre Miller, who had that breakout performance against Buffalo, the 11 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown last week. Give me the Saints! I can't believe I'm saying it! Going to get the first victory of the year.
Now, Buck-Seattle.
Yeah.
Buck-Seattle, Bob.
Yeah, but go ahead, Brad, then I got one more. Yeah, what'd you say, Mike Bucks at Seattle?
Yeah, Tampa Bay, Seattle.
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be a war of attrition, quite honestly. I love the under in this game. I already bet it at 44.5 yesterday at BetMGM. Baker Mayfield's going to have a giant test in this contest. And the big news that came out today is that Bucky Irving was on crutches and had his foot in a boot. He's got a foot sprain, according to Adam Schefter. So I doubt he is going to be able to suit up. They have suitable backups here with Rashad White and Sean Tucker. And, of course, Emeka Buka is the front runner for Offensive Rookie of the Year for all of the right reasons. The Tampa's got a lot of explosiveness on offense. They got Vita Vea in the trenches, but the back end will be the difference in this game. They will have no answer for JSN. I think Sam Darnold actually really picks them apart. So I bet the over 1.5 passing touchdowns a plus money today. I think Seattle will win that game going away. And again, a lower scoring affair than some people anticipate.
Now, Brad, what about, I'm intrigued with this game, considering if they could keep up. You got the Chiefs at Jacksonville. We all know it seems like they're like the old Chiefs. And Pat Mahomes, how they put that whooping on the Ravens. But you got KC, the Chiefs at Jacksonville. Well, talk about being opportunistic. I'm looking at Jacksonville. We finally got our first interception, that being the Saints last week against the Bills with Sanker. Jacksonville has 9 interceptions and recovered 4 fumbles. So how do you look at that? I'm intrigued with that now. You look at the Prince. Is he playing like the Prince? Because you look at Kansas City at Jacksonville. I don't think too many people thought they'd be 3-1 right now.
No, nobody really anticipated that down there, even maybe in Duval County. But with that action being at home, I do like the Jags in this one. I'm going to take a +3.5, a little sprinkle on the money line right now at BetMGM for them to win straight up at +150. The Chiefs have still taken a step back. I know they absolutely laid the smackdown on the Baltimore Ravens last week, and that was utter shock to all of us. But it doesn't mean they're entirely back. I still think they have some question marks. Obviously the wide receiver room is getting fuller and fuller by the minute, and going to get Rashee Rice here back in short order. But the Jaguars, I think, are for real, and they can really run the ball effectively. That is an area of weakness right now, is bottling up the ground game. So Travis Etienne is going to be key. If he gets to like 75, 80 yards, the Jags are going to win, and the party will begin down there in Duval.
Now, Brad, last question for you before we got to let you go, because I know you're sort of tight on the schedule. How about Miami of Florida, Florida State?
Yeah, this is a game of the week in college football. No question about it. I like FSU, guys. They're catching 4.5 points is what I grabbed them at. I think it's too high. I think they got a really good shot at winning this sucker as well. I mean, to look at the Football Power Index, they're only separated by 15 spots right now. And the biggest key for Florida State is their offense. They're top 40 offense in the country, top 25 defense. Miami has overachieved. There's no doubt about it. I think they are for real. But with this being a monumental road test in enemy territory there in Tallahassee, give me FSU. I think the Noles will nip them in the end. Again, I love them +4.5. And again, I will sprinkle a little action there on them winning it straight up on the money line.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love when you come on. Great insights, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, Brad.
Adios, amigos. Good luck this weekend.
All righty. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetMGM Network insider Brad Evans. Listen and watch Brad on BetMGM Tonight weekdays from 7 to 11 Eastern. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. For all of your betting needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. We come back, the Cannon, Steve Geller, myself, be triple option right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston.
When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.